In Texas last night, Game 5 of the World Series went to the home team. The Rangers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2, and now they could close out the series as play moves back to St. Louis. The Rangers came up with big hits, and they were also the beneficiaries of an unusual communication breakdown on the part of the Cardinals. NPR's Mike Pesca was at the game and has this report.
There is, in World Series history, the Merkel boner and the Snodgrass error. They occurred in 1908 and 1912, respectively, but it's not like baseball fans hold a grudge. Perhaps what transpired in Texas last night was more in line with umpire Don Dechinger's error in judgment in 1985, because that, too, concerned a missed call. Last night, with the score tied at 2 in the 8th inning, Cardinals manager Tony La Russa faced a choice. Mike Napoli, who provided the Rangers' go-ahead home run the night before, was facing the Cardinals' Mark Zepchinski. Zepchinski is an excellent pitcher against certain kinds of hitters, lefties. He is a pretty lousy pitcher against righties. Mike Napoli is a righty. So it doesn't take the smartest manager in baseball, which is a label often applied to La Russa, to figure out the strategy. Bring in the right-handed reliever to face Napoli. But Zepchinski stayed in. The Rangers broadcast team of Eric Nedell and Steve Busby were bewildered.
Well, now here's Napoli, and where's the right-hander to come in and pitch to him?
Never got one up.
Zepchinski's going to face Napoli. This is almost incredible.
As Napoli fouled off Zepchinski's pitches, the disbelief of the broadcasters just deepened.
How in the world could he have not already been up? Who fell asleep at the switch in the Cardinals' dugout?
It turns out that Zepchinski was in the game for a reason that is both mundane and bizarre. La Russa's call to the bullpen was simply misheard.
Well, what happened was that twice the bullpen didn't hear Mott's name. You know, they heard Zepchinski and they didn't get Mott. Then I looked up there and Mott wasn't going. So I called back for Mott and they got Lynn up.
The phone in the visitor's bullpen, a sturdy silver unit like you used to see on so many city streets, doesn't operate on coins. Nevertheless, Mike Napoli made the Cardinals pay. Let's let those prescient Ranger broadcasters handle the call. They did see it coming.
And here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled to right center field. Up the alley. On the run. Craig can't get it. It's off the wall. One run is home. Two runs are home. It's a double for Napoli. And the Rangers lead it.
La Russa said mishearing a pitcher's name, twice in fact, happens. He credited the loud crowd. None of the pitchers involved in the sequence said they ever questioned the manager's decision. Jason Mott, who should have been in the game, said he pitches, La Russa thinks.
He didn't tell me anything. It's not my job to know. It's my job to just pitch when he calls me. Tony's got this thing under control. I'm so on for the ride.
There were other plays and blunders in this game that could have affected the outcome. The Cardinals left scads of runners on base, a ground ball before the phone fiasco could have gotten the Cardinals out of the inning entirely. Though St. Louis dropped the game to put themselves on the brink of elimination, they did give a maximum effort. If only they had just phoned it in. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Arlington, Texas.